We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey, I believe we have him. Do we have Udonis Haslam with us right now? Let's bring him in. UD coming back for another season. Plus, we just missed you, man. What's going on?
Joe, what's going on, my brother? How you doing?
I'm not doing too much. Hey, man, we got all kinds of stuff to get to. First of all, I kind of thought you were coming back, man. You looked in really, really good shape when we saw you at your restaurant. When did you make up your final decision, or did you know even back then that you might be coming back another year?
Nah, I didn't know. You know, I always stay ready. At this point of the game, it's a lifestyle for me to, you know, always stay in the gym. You know as well as I do, as you get a little older, it's a little harder to, you know, stay in shape or get back in shape. So for me, it's just a lifestyle. But you know, the biggest part of making a decision like that is, you know, having the opportunity to sit down with the family and have those conversations. You know, they sacrificed so much over the years for me to be in the situation I'm in now and to be able to do the things that I've been able to do. I felt like the decision should have been part of theirs as well.
Who do you lean on the most, like, for that stuff? Is it more family? Is it D. Wade? Who are you going with? Hey, man, I think I'm coming back. I know you're not around anymore. I'm going to do it again. What do you think? Do you ask that kind of stuff to people, or are you just knowing, I know I don't need to ask anybody. I'm going to do it again.
You know, there's different people, different sources that I, you know, branch out to. You know, my pastor is one of them. Obviously, my wife. My father, but I know my father's answer already. He's going to always tell me to play as long as I can, as long as I want to.
Yeah,
my dad going to ride it till the wheels fall off. So I know what his answer. I know what his answer is going to be.
UD, you ever think 17 years ago that you'd be in this position now? Like with one team for 17 years, especially after going overseas, you know, to get your feet wet out there in France. But, you know, 17 years ago, being in that locker room for that rookie camp, Dwayne's in there also, and now 17 years later, you're still with the same organization, same team.
Three championships,
yeah. 5 NBA final appearances. You played with Wade. You played with Shaq. You played with Zoe. You played with LeBron. You played with Bosch. I mean, UD, even if you did call it quits, that's one hell of a career, man.
Nah, it's definitely been a hell of a ride, man. It's definitely been a hell of a ride. And, you know, at times I take time to reflect and think about it. But for the most part, I just keep my head down and keep moving forward. But it's been a hell of a ride. I've had the opportunity to play with some great players. And not only play with some great players, but being on the biggest stages, and not just be on the biggest stage, but contribute and help my team win championships. So, I mean, I couldn't ask for, you know, a better career, you know, the way things turned out from where they started to where they're at now, for sure.
UD, you know, I've known you forever, never asked you, because I basically know you just as a guy that's in really good shape. We were talking one day because Zach was back in college when you were there. What's the heaviest you ever got up to when you were – was there ever a weight where you got on the scale and went, oh, damn, I'm a little heavier than I thought? What, do you remember the heaviest you ever were at?
What does Zach tell you before I answer?
I don't know if – did what
I
you
said,
say?
I said I thought you were about 305 at one point.
Oh, come on, man. That's the area code, man.
Well, that's why I said 305.
See, I thought you said 299.
No, I said anywhere between, like, probably 290 and a little bit over 300, that, you know, because, I just remember, you know, senior night and all that stuff back in the day, and they had the, you know, the special edition.
Hell, you were out having alligator. A good-ass time with UD.
Yeah,
you left that out.
We played video games a lot. That's it. But I said between 290 and 305.
We did play a lot of video games.
We did. UD, we have to admit, we had a good thing going. You know, I don't know if the NCAA can get in trouble now, but we had some good gambling going on some of those video games back in the day. And we did win a little
bit
of cash.
Wait a second. Let's get back to the original. What was the
290, 305. Am I close or no?
I think on the scale, the highest I can remember off the top of my head on the scale was seeing myself at 278. That was
wow.
I can remember seeing myself.
Well, then I have to apologize.
Off the top, the highest was 278.
Okay, 278. There you go.
Which is still, I mean, 40, 50 pounds heavier than I am now.
Wow.
So
Wow, that's crazy.
Still a lot of weight.
So, UD, we've just talked. I mean, we were breaking you down when you're making. We knew you're getting ready to make your announcement. You were coming back. I think a combination of just your popularity. You're a 305 guy. You don't have to do one of these fake. I'm a 305, but you've been here your whole life. I think the Miami High thing is big, which has become and been a famous gym, and you guys had those great teams. But also, man, I think the fact you weren't a first-round pick, people love the underdog, man. The guy had to go away and come back. Nothing was handed to you. Don't you think that plays into all of it? And, of course, your work ethic, people like people to do the dirty work. I think all that stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I think I appeal, you know, to the majority of people. You know, majority of people are not going to be, you know, first round draft picks or the top pick in their class or, you know, the first pick, and whatever it is, you know, most majority of the time. So, you know, I appeal to people, they can relate to me. They can relate to, you know, having to be behind the eight ball. They can relate to obstacles and having to overcome a lot of those things. Everybody's not going to be a lottery pick. Everybody's not going to be, you know, the first choice out of class or the first choice for a job, right, or whatever the situation may be. So they understand that. So for the most part, most people appeal to a guy like myself who hasn't had those opportunities given to him.
Udonis Haslem joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. All right, UD, you've been around Pat Riley for a very long time. If you had to kind of sum up Pat Riley as what he's done for you in your career, you'd sum it up how?
He gave my first opportunity. So he kickstarted.
Hey, UD, you're breaking up on us, man. We can't hear you. I was all jacked up to hear that. We can't hear you right now. Can we try you one more time real quickly? We'll call you back and try it one more time. Udonis is having some trouble with his phone and see if we can get him back.
He's
here one
around
more
Dade
time.
Dade County or Broward County in one of these phone spots.
Maybe he's right around, you know, maybe a few minutes away. We'll get him.
Maybe he's going to work out. Who knows?
Get him in the new studio or something. Yeah. So we'll try back and give him one more shot. We don't get to see UD and talk to him a lot.
I think Pat Riley dumped that one. He didn't know what he was going to say, so he just got, you know, sent the wiretap out there.
You know, he played one of the greatest high school basketball teams.
Right.
Actually, high school basketball runs that they had was incredible. I know we do all the football teams, great football
teams.
No,
of course.
They went all over the country, and they whooped rear end on
that team.
On everybody.
Yeah, they were that team.
They were just killing people. So, anyway, if we don't get them back, we appreciate everything.
We appreciate everything UD does.
Coming on and coming back, and I'm guessing Spo and Riley and all those guys were in on everything.
I'm guessing they're both happy, too, that their kind of player coach on the bench is coming back too.
So he's got a situation too, or another way to make money. That
couple restaurants.
No. Besides that, he's going to be the culture and that leadership stuff that he does. I saw him with those Dolphin guys. I always wonder when a guy comes over to a Dolphin practice, right? And then I hear the guys and they talk about it, because you don't know how the I don't know how all the guys feel about other sports, right?
Sure.
So I hear him talking about UD, and, you know, because we know him a little bit, but it was incredible, man, having him run around. And Adam Gase is like a little kid. He was like a five-year-old having, hey, Udonis, man, that culture stuff, because every coach is trying to get
right,
that.
That's right.
You're trying to get guys like, be him.
Yep.
We got him back?
Right, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Hey, UD, I was just talking about, I'm going to set up when you're done playing – all these appearances you're going to make for corporate America / culture / leadership, because everybody in sports, everybody in companies is talking about guys, whether things are great or not, or how you keep a good, clean room when things are down a little bit. Man, I've been listening to this with this football team for years and years and years. It gets old. And yet, when you were over there, man, that was the coolest day watching you at practice with the whole team over there. It was unbelievable. What was that like for you, just being a Dolphin fan and going through that?
Oh, man, John, honestly, that's probably one of the highlights of my career, you know, as a player. And I had an opportunity to sit down and talk to those guys, being a childhood long living Dolphin fan. I have an opportunity to sit down and encourage those guys and talk to those guys about my journey. and some of the things that I've had to go through to get to I am now, and also understanding that, you know, some of the things that they've either had to go through or some of the things that they're going to have to go through as NFL players.
All right, I'm going back to what I said before. Pat Riley, what has he meant to you in your career?
I mean, he was the original. You know, he started it off for me, you know what I'm saying? He was the one who saw it before other people could see it. You know, I still call him a prophet. You know, he still said he was going to win that championship, and he's taking one suit, one tie, and all that, and he did, and we won. So, you know, he's had a track record of kind of seeing things before other people could see it. So, you know, he called it out. He gave me my shot, and, I was fortunate enough to make a hit on him.
UD, do you ever blow up? I've never been able to get a read. When things bother you, do you confront people or do you let that stuff brew and sleep on it? Give it to me.
Nah, I don't let much go. I can't sleep on it. I lose sleep over it, Joe. That's how it usually works.
Yeah, no, I got it. You find yourself as competitive today as you were when you were knocking guys down, pissed off at stuff?
Yeah, even more so now, because I don't get a chance to knock guys down and be pissed off as much as I used to, so I got to find a way to get it all out. So, you know, for me, it's staying active. You know, I'm heading to the gym right now to get some work in, and just, continue to live vicariously through my guys out there on the floor. But, yeah, I don't let much go over, Joe, man. I mind my business, but, guys know if I got something to say, I'm going to say it.
That's for sure. All right, before we let you go, a little basketball question for you. Jimmy Butler now a member of the Miami Heat. Have you met him, talked to him, hung out with him? Like, what's a little scouting report on Jimmy Butler down here?
Come on now, Zach. You know we done hung out, man. I've known Jimmy, you know, a little bit from Dwayne before the situation occurred with him coming to Miami. So I had a chance to meet him, had a chance to go out and dinner with him, had a chance to talk to him, chop it up with him. And, you know, if I ever met a Miami Heat guy, he's a Miami Heat guy. You don't have to grind him into a Miami Heat guy. You don't have to turn him into a Miami Heat guy. You don't have to ask him to be a Miami Heat guy. You don't have to explain to him what a Miami Heat guy is. You know, he's a Miami Heat guy. Our culture is something that he's just going to fall right in line with. But he's definitely a Miami Heat guy from the top to the bottom. So I'm glad to have him. You know, an alpha male, somebody's going to go out there and compete and hold these guys to a standard, not only just in practice but on the court as well.
I think you hit that, man. A guy that's going to play both ends of the court and doesn't have to take 25 shots every night. I agree, man. I can't. We just wanted to hear you sign off on it, man.
Right,
that's all.
Course.
We're just waiting for
now
you
I feel
to sign
about
off.
It.
Now it's good.
UD, listen. The things that he went through in Minnesota, you know, a lot of people talk about it, but for me, I can never question the guy who's frustrated with the competitive part of the game. You know, with so many people not competing at a high level and so many guys coasting and taking games off and doing whatever they want to do. A guy that's frustrated because of the competitive part of the game of basketball, I can never have an issue with a guy like that. So I'm looking forward to going out there and competing with him and practicing and helping him lead these guys in those games.
Hey, UD, I know we said we let you go. This thing got all of a sudden the way the East and the West look. It seems to me we got more teams that got a chance to win it this year than we've had in a long, long time. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it's open. It's open, you know, for the first year. In a while, definitely can't say, you know, Golden State right now. Knock on wood, it's unfortunate with the injuries and things they've had to deal with. But, you know, for the first time in a while, you definitely can't say Golden State. And, you know, for me, the East is wide open now as well. You know, after Toronto did what they were able to do and, you know, with Kawhi making his decision. So, you know, Boston breaking up, you know, so many different things going on right now. So, you know, I know Philly's made some moves and looking good, but in my opinion, the East is still wide open.
Yeah. Good UD, man, thank you so much.
Thanks,
we appreciate
UD.
It, man. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Appreciate it. Take care of yourself.
Yo, appreciate you guys, man. Looking forward to that Dolphins season. What you guys think about the game last night?
Preseason.
It looked like a preseason game. There's some good stuff, some good young guys. Can we talk like in 2 weeks about that?
All right, guys. I'm just saying I'm a little excited. That's all.
That's okay. It's good to be excited, but it is preseason. I'm with you there,
UD.
That
was encouraging.
We'll watch.
That was encouraging.
I love that about
you. I
UD,
love it,
man.
Too.
He's ready
UD,
to go.
UD, go train. We'll speak to you soon.
Thanks
as always,
UD.
Buddy.
All right, fellas. Take it easy.
All right. Udonis Haslam joins us. Good way to end a Friday, right?
Yeah, man.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.